USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is a federal holiday in the United States, marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. It is observed on the third Monday of January every year.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
King was the main spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. The domain for Parler, the conservative-friendly social media platform, was back online on Sunday with the message, "Hello world, is this thing on?" Parler CEO John Mates wrote on the website above a note from the company saying the platform would be restored after challenges were resolved. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
China put its factory workers back to work in April of 2020. One of the reasons, China was the only major economy to show GDP growth last year. Over the holidays, Americans opened their wallets a bit more than expected. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Yes, it was incredible, and especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some awesome divisional playoffs in the National Football League over the weekend have revealed who's moving on and the guys that get to watch the remainder of the 2020 season from the couch. On Saturday, the Packers beat the Rams 32-18. The Bills knocked out the Ravens 17-3. On Sunday, the Chiefs beat the Browns 22-17. And finally, the Breeze versus Brady showdown has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers moving on with the win over the Saints 30-20. Drew Breeze after the game.
There are obviously so many incredible memories, so many incredible relationships that have come as a result of playing this game. And then you find out so much about yourself, and you have to fight through so much, you know, when you play this game. And I'd say this season probably had to fight through more than I've ever had to in any other season in my career. From injury to all the COVID stuff to just crazy circumstances. And it was worth every moment of it. Absolutely.
Tom Brady after the game.
Yeah, just so proud of our, you know, everyone, the whole organization, you know, our coaches have put in so much work and effort getting us this point and preparing us every day and just done an amazing job. And, you know, guys really come together. It's a really unique team and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice and we work really hard to get this point just like the other three teams remaining. So it's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but you know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.